Everybody likes to get near me. I thought, first of all, that you wanted to be sitting near me because you wanted to be near me. Then I realized something. What's behind me? And I have discovered that when you get a good seat, you can see what candy's in there best, right?
Maybe.
I like that honesty. All right, it's okay. You come sit over here, hon. Come on. All right, let me tell you a Bible verse. It says, it's real simple. It's in Colossians 3:15 It's 3:15. And it says this, and always be thankful. Now, we're in the month of November, and we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. And we'll have turkey, and we'll have other food, and we'll say Happy Thanksgiving and all that good stuff. But I think it's very important to understand that the Bible says we need to practice Thanksgiving. That means actually say thank you. That's why I wanted those men to stand, because you may not know it, but right now there are men and women around the world that can't go to church today because they're in the military and they're a part of keeping us free so we can go to church. But there's a lot of things to be thankful for. Let's just, here we go. Put your thinking cap on. When I point to you, tell me what you were thankful for now at this moment, okay? What are you thankful for?
I don't know.
All right, I'll come back. You need to know. What do you think?
My family.
Your family.
My country.
Your what?
Country.
Country.
My people who served in the army.
People served in the army.
My dad that came into my life.
What?
My dad that came into my life.
Your dad that came into your life? Okay.
My mom.
Your mom?
The church.
The church?
My mom.
Okay, great. You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful we have heat. We're in this building and we have heat. I'm thankful we have lights. I'm thankful that I had two pieces of toast for breakfast. Did you have anything for breakfast this morning? Be thankful for that.
Cereal.
But one of the things we need to understand, it is very important in our world today to realize how blessed we are. I got a message from Franklin this morning, and he told me to tell you guys hello. And, you know, one of the things Pastor Franklin appreciated about Mount Ida is how cool it was, because in his country, it's hot all the time, and he was enjoying the cooler weather. And we sometimes forget that there are places in the world that are hot all the time. I love getting up in the morning and going outside and there's frost. Let me tell you this about Audis. The last day she was here, she went outside and she was fascinated by the frost on the windshield, and she was riding on it. And then it dawned on me, she doesn't ever see that down in the Dominican. They don't have frost. And she enjoyed being here. We need to learn to be thankful, to say thank you to veterans, say thank you to your parents, say thank you to your grandparents. The Bible says, always be thankful. Okay? So practice that today. And I'm about to give you candy, so what should you be thankful for?
You.
Oh, that's right. Maggie, you got it, because you wouldn't have the candy if it wasn't for some people and me. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for everything you give us. Help us to be thankful for everything we receive. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.